this the best way I know how. I am healing probably the best way possible I can think. Maybe it would help me. Hello, my name is Palesa Johanna Mahlala. I am a 32-year-old that's about to be 33 very soon. I'm a mother to 3 boys. Currently, 2. I lost my son the 1st of March, 2022. And I buried him that Friday. But I still say I'm a mother of 3 boys because I'm a mother of 2 physically and 1 spiritually. I'm a mess. I'm not saying I'm a mess because I'm telling my mind I'm a mess, but I feel a mess. I don't know. I feel like my body, my mind, my everything has been attacked by this pain. I say it's pain because it hurts me. I feel this taking over me, and it's become a part of me. I don't want it. I don't know if anybody has lost a child, whether it was a stillborn, a miscarriage, you was old, you were a mother, you were a grandmother, and you lost your child. I'm hoping probably you'll understand this feeling. The feeling of loss, the feeling of emptiness, the feeling of wanting to feel something, but whatever it is that you're feeling, it's such a foreign thing and it consumes you, and this is not pain. I felt pain, but this is not pain. So if you're a mother and you felt that pain, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm saying sorry because I feel it. And again, I'm saying sorry because the thought of it happening to me is nothing compared to what I'm feeling. In fact, what I thought I would feel is worse than what I could have never imagined, your pain. So I'm sorry for not reaching out to say sorry, because your pain was my worst nightmare, and I wish I had nightmares rather than the feeling that I'm feeling. I'm left with the puzzle of me, and I don't even know where to begin. Each day I think I'm stronger and I feel like this. So this is just my first outbreak about what I feel is that has no name, but I feel. And I hope that no other woman will ever feel this pain, unfortunately. Unfortunately, many more women will feel it. Not because I speak it. Because once your world and your book is written by the Maker, you will face it. And I pray for strength for you, for myself, for everybody else. And I pray for strength for you that has not felt it, but it's written that please don't lose yourself in it. I do not welcome you into that pain, but I hope you find ways to let it go, and I hope I can help you. And for those that get to see their children grow, as I got to witness my twin boys grow into teenage boys, I had thought the same would happen with their brother, but we speak of a spirit son, and that's what he is. I will celebrate every month. I will celebrate every birthday. I will celebrate him as he is alive when he's not, because I know exactly what he meant to me and his father. The joy I would see his father have every time we went to an ultrasound, I will celebrate him for that. So yeah, hello and welcome to my journey of healing and loss.